podcast service of Quaker Gap Baptist Church in King, North Carolina, where our mission is to glorify God by growing Christ-like people.
Legend has it that centuries ago, map makers would chart unknown areas with waterfalls and sea monsters and dragons. Right now, we have a cartographer with us today, so I don't want to go too deep into that stuff. You know, a specialist in the area. So while we don't have widespread evidence of this practice, there are at least two historical maps in existence with the Latin words that could be translated, "Here be dragons." Here be dragons. So when map makers knew the landscape, they did a pretty good job of drawing coastlines and rivers and harbors and open seas. But when it came to things that they did not know, areas that had not been explored, here be dragons. Never rainbows and mermaids and treasure chests, but dragons and sea monsters and the edge of the earth. Apparently, the unknown is something that we should be afraid of. And map makers are not alone in this. We all dread the unknown. We all think about the unknown with fear in our hearts. And here we stand on the brink of the unknown 2019. It's just hours away. What will it hold for us? Is it going to be a year that we should anticipate? Or is it a year to be dreaded? And as you look into a new year and a new calendar, it's just filled with all sorts of possibilities. But perhaps in your mind and in your heart, it's filled with dragons too. It is just human nature to become comfortable with the present. We like things the way that they are. And to look back on the past with nostalgia, remember the good old days, and then to fear the future. It's just human. We'd rather stay where we are right now than journey into an unknown future. So you know that 2019 will be an adventure because you faced many unexpected moments in 2018. You know what this past year was like. And so as you look back on the changes, right, some of them that were made on purpose and some of them not so much on purpose, some of them that you were looking forward to and some of them that you had no control over whatsoever, we recognize that 2019 will hold much of the same. There's financial stress. There are family changes. We all get older. There are physical challenges. And 2019 holds much of the same. Treasure chests and mermaids, sure. But a fair share of dragons as well. And the unknown is scary. The problem is we have no choice but to face the future. As hard as you may try, you cannot recapture the past. And as hard as you may try, you cannot linger in the present because it's always changing. And the dragons await us there. And you may think that all you can do, as the bumper sticker says, is get in, sit down, shut up, and hold on. Fortunately, the Bible teaches us something different. The Bible teaches us that we can boldly journey into the unknown, that we don't have to fear 2019, but instead we can confidently stroll into the new year, pretending we know what we're doing, and we can look forward to what we are going to find there. Sure, there are going to be dragons, but we will slay them in the name of Jesus. And one of those places where we learn about this boldness is in the book of Hebrews. The writer of the book of Hebrews has a lot to say about faith, especially in chapter 11 of that book. He gives us many examples of faith going back to the characters of the Old Testament. And one of those examples is Abraham and Sarah. So let's look at their example of faith this morning. I believe it'll help you in dealing with the unknown, in dealing with the dragons that exist on the edges of your life. So let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11. We're going to be looking at verses 8 to 12 this morning. I noticed that I had 8 to 10 originally, but then as I read it, I thought, you know what? The rest of the story is there. Just two more verses is all we need. So Hebrews chapter 11, verses 8 to 12. And you can follow along in your Bible as I read. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And by faith, even Sarah, who was past childbearing age, was enabled to bear children because she considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'd help us to see Abraham's story of faithfulness and boldness. And Lord, that we might capture some of that same spirit that comes from you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So the key words here are Abraham went. Abraham went. Even though he didn't know where he was going, by faith, Abraham went. He left his home. He left his extended family. He left everything that he had known, his hometown where everybody knew him and where he had a history. He left the civilized portion of the world at that time, and he headed towards literally God knows where. Really, that is exactly where he was headed, to God knows where. And the word tells us that Abraham obeyed the Lord, and by faith he went boldly into the unknown. And that is faith, according to the writer of Hebrews. That's what faith is all about. In fact, if you still have your Bible open to Hebrews 11, look at verse 1. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. So this is a good description of what Abraham was facing. He was able to have confidence in what he was hoping for, in assurance in the things that he did not see. Not the fear of dragons, but a positive outlook filled with hope and assurance for what the future might hold. And so Abraham, filled with that hope and assurance that only comes from God, packed his bags, gathered his family together and all of his flocks, and he left the only world he had ever known, headed for God knows where. And that's a pretty good picture of what we do every morning, by the way. You may not look at it that way, but think about it for a moment. We wake up, we drink our coffee, and we walk out the door, not knowing what awaits us out there. We think we have some control over it, but we don't. We don't. The fantasy novelist J.R.R. Tolkien put it this way. He said, it's a dangerous business going out your door. You step onto the road, and if you don't keep your feet, there's no knowing where you might be swept off to. And isn't that so true of our lives as well? So how was Abraham able to muster up the faith to begin his journey? And how can we join him in that type of faith? Faith that gives us confidence to step out into a new year. Well, as we head into 2019, we boldly embark into the unknown. And like Abraham, we can do so, first of all, knowing God's person. That's where it begins. Knowing who God is can give us the boldness to step out into the unknown. In fact, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8 tells us that Abraham was called to leave his home. He didn't just leave his home on some whim, but he had been called to leave his home. Abraham may not have known where he was going, but he knew who it was that had called him. And that was enough for him, because he knew who God was, and he was willing to follow this God. So let's look at the story as recorded in the book of Genesis. We've seen it in Hebrews, but let's look at the original account in the book of Genesis, starting with chapter 12, verse 1. The Lord had said to Abram, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on the earth will be blessed through you." So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. What was it that moved Abraham to leave his inheritance and his home? It was his faith in God. If God called him, he was willing to follow. Oswald Chambers wrote, "Have you been asking God what he's going to do? He will never tell you. God does not tell you what he's going to do. He reveals to you who he is." Now, in some ways, I disagree with this, to be honest with you, because there are prophecies that God has given us that tell us what he's going to do. So in some ways, God has told us what he's going to do. But I think what Oswald Chambers is talking about is specifically in our day-to-day lives, God doesn't tell us what he's going to do. He reveals his plan step by step, and we learn from him what he's going to do, but he doesn't tell us. We don't sit down at the beginning of 2019 and receive from God a script to roll out through the year. Instead, we have a lot of unknowns. So what do we do with that? Well, he's not going to tell us. We don't ask him, "Lord, show me what this year holds for me now. I need to know now." Instead, we trust in him. And step by step, he reveals to us who he is. And if we have confidence in knowing who God is, then we can face just about anything. Abraham learned this lesson. We need to trust God. Abraham found God to be trustworthy, and he was willing to walk away from everything he knew if that was the God that was calling him. That's faith. Now, how about you? Look, it doesn't take a fortune cookie to know that in 2019, there will be good days and there will be bad days. But did you consider that all of them will be God days, no matter what comes? You know the old song. It says that you may not know what tomorrow holds, but you do know who holds your hand. And you know who it is that holds tomorrow. So you may not know what tomorrow holds, but you know who it is that holds tomorrow, and you know that he holds your hand. Beautiful words. So when Abraham heard the voice of God, he listened, and then he trusted, and then he obeyed. He knew God was the all-powerful creator of the world. And Abraham knew that in following this God, he would never go off course. No matter where God would lead him, he would never be off course. And he was willing to run boldly into the unknown because he knew God and he trusted God. So this is where we begin, at the start of 2019. Do you know God? Do you know God? Do you trust God? Are you willing to follow him and obey him in this new year? Will you leave behind the familiar and the comfortable because it is God who is calling you? And that brings us to the second motivating factor from Abraham's faith. We boldly embark into the unknown, embracing God's purpose. Embracing God's purpose. Think about this for a moment. Abraham had a life. He had a job. He had responsibilities. He had a home. He had plans of his own and a future that he had mapped out. And then God called him and said, "Look, just put away your plans. Put away everything you think you know. Leave your home. Quit your job. I've got a completely new life for you, a new adventure for you to go on." That's a big step, a huge step. Just this morning when I got to my office, there was a package waiting for me there, and I opened it up, and every year I receive this calendar that comes from the North American Mission Board. Basically what that calendar is each page is a picture of a family. And then it describes what this family is up to. They're all missionaries with the North American Mission Board of the Southern Baptist Convention, and the majority of them are church planters. And I know that as I look at those pictures, that this is a picture of faithfulness. That in most cases, this is a family that made a decision that they were going to leave their home and their jobs and everything they knew in order to move to a new location, a place where people don't know Jesus. In many cases, they left their nice, comfortable, warm church family to go to a place where they would not have a church family, where there was no church for them to worship, called by God to plant a new church, to start something new. Pretty exciting stuff, but pretty scary stuff at the same time. And so as I looked at some of those pictures today, it reminded me of Abraham's faith. The willingness to boldly embark into the unknown. Why? Because you know who God is and you know what God's purpose for you is. And Abraham followed. You see, Abraham knew God's person, but he also embraced God's purpose. And here's the problem we face when it comes to our relationship with God. We have plans. We have ideas. We have routines. We have comfort zones that we have established for ourselves. And we think about the future. And we make plans for the future. And we understand that it is a risk for us to leave what is comfortable. We know that it's a risk that we might lose some of the things and the relationships that make us feel cozy in this world. But like Abraham, the Lord expects us to hold on to our plans and our things lightly and to put our whole heart into pursuing His purposes. One of the most profound passages in the Bible is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Maybe you have this one memorized. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight." And I believe this is exactly what Abraham learned. That the fear of dragons in the future is fueled by our unwillingness to set aside our understanding. Right? To set aside our understanding and our unwillingness to lean on Him. So Abraham submitted to the Lord. And when he walked with God, the story tells us that his paths were straight. That there was blessing. But we also read that when Abraham went off track, when he began to wander in a bad way, when he decided not to trust the Lord, but to do things his way, that his path suddenly became very, very crooked. Seems pretty simple, doesn't it? God calls you. God has called you, and He calls you every day. Now, it may not be on your cell phone, but He does call you every day. He texts you every day in His Word, if you would pay attention. He speaks to you every day with His still, small voice of His Holy Spirit that lives within you, that you know in most of the situations of your life that you enter, you know what His will is. The truth of the matter is that you don't have that many questions. Now, you have questions about where He might lead you, but once He leads you there, you pretty much know by His Holy Spirit and His Word what you're supposed to do. And He calls you to embrace His purposes in this world. And 2019 is a good year to choose His way rather than your own in as many circumstances as possible. So that brings us to a third motivating factor from Abraham's faith. We boldly embark into the unknown, trusting God's promise. Trusting God's promise. Again, Abraham did not know where he was headed. He was headed to God knows where. He only knew that God had made promises to him. A promised land, a promised heritage, a promised people, a promise that his offspring would be a blessing to the whole world. Abraham didn't know what all that meant. He had no idea how this was going to play out. There is no way that Abraham could have a picture in his mind of Joseph and Moses and Ruth and David and eventually the kings and the prophets and Jesus hanging on the cross. But he knew God. He knew God. And he embraced God's purpose and he trusted God's promise. The past that he was leaving behind meant everything to him. Recognize that. It was all that he knew, that past. But the promise that God had laid before him was so much greater and so much better. He was willing to drop everything to follow after God. And so Abraham and Sarah departed from their home with this promise dangling before them each step they took. But I wonder how many times they stopped along the way and had to reassure one another. You know, look, Sarah, I know things are tough right now. I know life was easier in Ur. I know that you miss your family. But God has promised us a huge family and a new country. So many promises he's given us. And well, here's how Stephen puts it in his defense in the book of Acts. Stephen said, he gave him no inheritance here. Not even enough ground to set his foot on. Abraham never owned the land. But God promised him that he and his descendants after him would possess the land, even though at that time Abraham had no child. So I'm sure there were moments when Sarah said, "Where are the promises, Abraham? You realize what we left." I'm sure there were times when Abraham on his knees said, "God, you promised. Where is it?" Sarah eventually gave up. You know, she was long past childbearing years. And sinfully, Abraham and Sarah went behind God's back and tried to create a family using Sarah's maidservant because they chose to forget the promise until the angel showed up at the door of the tent to announce that they would have a son. And Sarah's laughter filled the air. You see, God always keeps his promises. He always keeps his promises. Maybe not on our timetable. Maybe not in the way that we demand, but he is a covenant-keeping God. Remember Nehemiah's prayer not too long ago? We looked at this prayer together. He addressed his prayer to Jehovah, Lord, the God of heaven. The great and awesome God who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and keep his commandments. And this is how we believe. This is who God is. It's what he does. And perhaps the greatest of God's promises to you and I is this: I will never leave you or forsake you. And so that brings us to the fourth motivating factor in Abraham's faith story. Drum roll, please. Let's see if you got this one right. We boldly embark into the unknown, enjoying God's presence. Enjoying God's presence. It would be one thing if the Lord said, "Y'all just go, have fun, be careful, drive safely." But he doesn't. He doesn't. He says, "Go. But I will be with you every step of the way." That's what he says to us. Abraham had a unique relationship with God, a close relationship with the Lord. Look at how James describes it in his letter. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. Is that amazing or what? That Abraham was saved. It was credited to him as righteousness. Because he believed in God, Abraham was saved. All his sins were washed away, and all of the righteousness of God in Christ was placed upon him. And he was called God's friend. Now, where did James get this from? Did he just make it up on his own? Well, no. The prophet Isaiah says to us, in the words of God, "But you, Israel, my servant Jacob, whom I have chosen, you descendants of Abraham, my friend. I took you from the ends of the earth, from the farthest corners, I called you. I said, you are my servant. I have chosen you, have not rejected you. So God is the one who originally called Abraham his friend. And James picks up on that and says, look, Abraham is God's friend. Is that not one of the most beautiful things that you've ever heard? That God would call a man his friend. God calls us his friend. And I think we need to tuck that away for a particularly difficult day. That you, like Abraham, may not be perfect. In fact, you're not perfect. Let's go ahead and admit it. You, like Abraham, are not perfect. But if you trust him, and you love him, and you follow him, and you obey him in the midst of your imperfection, God calls you friend. Friend. So what dragons are there in 2019 that you cannot face with God as your friend? Are there any dragons? Are there any unknowns? Are there any future possibilities that you cannot face with God as your friend? Remember God's promise to Moses? The Lord replied to Moses, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. And then remember the similar words of Jesus, who said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Sound familiar? And then remember the promise that Jesus made of his presence, the same way that God promised his presence to Moses. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always to the very end of the age. So yes, as we look into 2019, here be dragons. Make no mistake. And for Abraham, there was a whole lot of uncertainty as his caravan pulled out from Haran toward God knows where. But he knew God. He knew God. He embraced God's purpose. He trusted in God's promise. And he enjoyed God's presence. And he knew God would be with him. He knew that God would be with him. God even showed up a few times in Abraham's story. You know, like in physical ways, God showed up. And he shows up for us as well. We may not see it at all times, but if we would keep our eyes and our hearts open for his presence, God is with us day by day. He has promised his presence here with us. How did it end for Abraham? Well, he didn't get to see all those promises fulfilled here in this world. He didn't get to see that with his own physical human eyes. But in time, those promises were fulfilled. And believe it or not, those promises are still being fulfilled. How are they being fulfilled? They're being fulfilled in us. In us, according to the Word of God. The Word teaches us that by faith, we are also Abraham's children. You know how God promised Abraham that your family is going to be as many as the sand on the seashore, as many as the stars in the sky. Well, guess what? You're either a grain of sand or a star. You pick which one you want to be. Because here's what it says in the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 7. The Apostle Paul writes, know then that they who are of faith, these are sons of Abraham. If you have put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are a child of Abraham. Verse 26, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Verse 29, and if you are of Christ, then you are Abraham's seed, heirs according to promise. We are included in the promise that God gave to Abraham. You're either a speck of sand on the seashore or a star glittering in the sky. I know y'all, y'all are stars. That's all I have to say this morning. So will you join Abraham on his journey into the unknown? Will you step out into 2019 with boldness, knowing God's person, embracing God's purpose, trusting God's promises, and enjoying God's presence? I think we can wake up each morning with refreshment and boldness and excitement about what God has for us in that day and follow Him step by step, looking for traces of His calling and being His people and doing His will. I hope you'll let me pray for you this morning as we close our time together. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, for my brothers and sisters in Christ who have gathered here today to worship your name, I pray. First, I pray, Lord, that we would know you. Lord, I thank you that you are such a great and powerful and mighty God. Lord, that we don't even understand the smallest portion of who you truly are and what you are capable of. That you are a loving God. That you are a God who leads and cares. You, O God, are sovereign over all. You are worthy to be praised. So we thank you, O God, for who you are. And may that knowledge of you lead us into this coming year as we do our best to please you each and every day. Lord, but we're also glad, Father, not just to know who you are, but to know that you have purposes and plans for us. And Lord, that those purposes and plans extend into all eternity. We thank you, Lord, that you have plans that we will prosper, that we will find success in this world in your terms. So Lord, I pray that we will embrace your promise. I pray for my brothers and sisters in Christ today that they will learn to trust in your promises, God. Father, that they would be willing to set aside the things of this world in order to follow what you have called us to do and to be. Father, to see those things that you have promised, the future that you are leading us into, as much more valuable than anything we might leave behind. And Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters in Christ that they might enjoy your presence. Lord, that each day they would know that you are there, close by, that your Spirit dwells within them. And Father, that no matter what they face in this world, Lord, that you will be there holding their hand each and every step of the way. That they never have to doubt your presence. But Lord, that you will make yourself known in incredible ways in this year to come. So I pray for my brothers and sisters in Christ that you would help us, Lord, all of us to be faithful as we boldly step out into the unknown. Father, may we find the future that you are calling us to. And we know, Lord, that if we follow you, that we will never be disappointed, but we will be thrilled and we will find an eternity filled with your treasures and your presence. So I lift this prayer up, Lord, in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.